I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Guess who's back?
Hello.
It's James, Alice, and me, Jamie. It's my dad wrote a porno. Not quite time for series two yet, although Rocky did hand me the manuscript of Belinda Blink 2 yesterday.
I actually can't believe I look.
I know. So it is imminent, guys. July the 4th, put it in your diaries. Porno Day will be back then. But in the meantime, just to whet your appetite, to remind you of the world of Belinda Blink, we have gathered together some of our favourite bits of book one.
I'm not sure about the word favourite.
Is this lowlights or highlights? I didn't get a brief through.
Moments we remember.
There are classic ones that everyone always brings up when they talk about Belinda Blink.
It's a bit like a secret society, isn't it? If you just say the word pomegranate in the right company, people automatically know what you mean.
The right people know.
You know who your brethren are.
I think Rocky's kind of ruining people's lives.
He's ruined my life. I don't know about you two.
I can't watch Titanic anymore.
I think we all know that isn't true, James. You watch it every week.
He couldn't watch it for a day and has gone back to his usual weekly viewing.
Exactly. Okay, well, should we just take a trip down memory lane? And I think the best place to start is on chapter one.
Seems like a sensible place.
Indeed, where it all began, chapter one, when she was in that job interview and this happened. Belinda lay back in the leather chair and spread her legs wide as requested. Her vaginal lids popped open and her labial
thickness was there.
Yeah, let's stop there. I mean, I'm no expert on the vagina. Alice, maybe you can enlighten us. Does a vagina have lids?
I have never thought of it as a Tupperware box.
I think that's when we knew we had something special on our hands.
That's when I knew I needed to, please dear God, be adopted.
That was the early days where we were so easily shocked as well, where just the mere mention of a vaginal lid would get us going.
That's so true. That feels like barely even a laugh line now.
Yeah, lids.
That would just
so
like fly over
not
our
boffed,
heads.
Not boffed. Also, remember her sweating.
Oh, God, yeah.
Early days, she was very sweaty.
The runnel of liquid.
Core moments.
It almost brings a runnel to the eye, doesn't it?
to the lower left eye.
So that was kind of kicking off the whole Belinda Blink craze, the lids popping, but it didn't end there.
Her tits hung freely.
Hung.
Oh, God.
Like pomegranates.
Oh, man.
Doesn't ever lose its gleam.
It never gets old. I love that line.
I think pomegranates is the one. Like, everyone uses pomegranates.
Yeah. And people just don't look at pomegranates in the same way now. I would say that fruit is ruined for a generation.
Do you know what? Pomegranates became such a big thing that at Christmas, on Christmas Day, my dad made some special Belinda Blinked cocktails for the family, you know, as you do. Try and win over Wilma. Failed. And he put in little red peppercorns to be like just a cocktail full of pomegranates.
Why wouldn't he put pomegranate in it?
It's a good question.
I mean, so
it's a classic Rocky moment. And I think I Instagrammed it actually on Christmas Day.
So he put peppercorns in the cocktail.
Red peppercorns.
To resemble pomegranate, when pomegranate is a completely legit thing to have in a cocktail.
Yeah, but they were to look like lots of little ones.
I feel like you're so indoctrinated that to you, you're like, no, to resemble little mini pomegranates. And it's like, no, not okay.
I know, I'm starting to justify the logic of my father. I don't know what's wrong with me, sorry. He is an absolute mental fiend. But no, it was interesting just because it even got through to Rocky. that pomegranate was a thing.
Well, I almost felt like it was a tribute to me when he referenced my favourite film.
Did he talk about the My Little Pony movie? I don't remember that.
It's Titanic, of course.
And they were now as large as the 3-inch rivets which had held the hull of the fateful Titanic together.
Yay! You can hear me squealing with delight.
I mean, it's so good to this very day.
Where did he pull that from, I mean, honestly? Yeah.
Where does his mind go? He doesn't have a mind like a normal person or a normal writer. Like, he just... Yeah. He pinballs. Like, his references are all over the shop.
Unorthodox, to say the least.
The size isn't even...
Equatable. People have tweeted us pictures of the actual rivets of the Titanic, and they are literally the size of this kitchen table.
A tree trunk.
Around. Yeah. It's a redwood. Ridiculous.
Well, although we don't know, to be fair, what the Duchess's nipples look like, we could hazard...
She might have been a giant.
...that they don't look like this. Sequoias, but...
Oh, God. But yeah, I just thought that was great.
For me, there is one moment that whenever I think about favourite bits from book one, just springs to mind immediately. And it fills me with a sense of real nausea.
I think I know what it is. I think I know what it is.
But also, I love it so much. So this is one of mine.
Underneath, covered in pubic hairs,
lay
a very small and, in Belinda terms, somewhat pathetic penis.
Lay. Why is it lying?
Like it's in a nest,
like it's a slug.
Like a little vole.
I knew it would be the vole. I knew it. From that dirty look on your face, I knew it was the vole immediately.
Repulsive.
Disgusting.
One of his most... vivid pictures that he's ever painted, I think, in the whole of Belinda Blinked.
But this is the thing that someone was saying to me when that episode aired. They said, he's writing erotica. The point of Belinda Blinked 1 is to turn people on. Why would you ever write someone with a chode? That is the least sexy thing on the planet.
Also, after we'd recorded that episode, we had such a long chat about what makes a chode. Yeah. Like, what the proportions have to be. It has to be yay by yay. You know, like a bit like where your suitcase has to fit in at the airport. Like, we fashioned like a template for it.
It's the penis equivalent of carry-on luggage. Brilliant.
If it fits in this, you've got a chode.
It's as long as it is wide, right? That's
a chode.
That's
yeah.
The technical, which we don't know that he had. It never specified.
You're right.
That it was a chode. Indeed, it was never specified that it was the vole. That was what we took to calling it.
Maybe he wishes it was long as it was wide. That's the dream.
It was lying somewhere.
I think he was trying to raise awareness of an issue that I saw on This Morning recently. Three men who had micro penises. But, you know, they've always satisfied women in the bedroom and it's nothing to be ashamed of. So I think Rocky's actually trying to fight the good fight for men with tiny penises.
He has a wide-reaching variety of causes that he likes to support.
He's a philanthropist.
He really is. And we really discovered this with the Tom Bowler episode. When we discovered the existence of... I also want to personally thank Sir James Godwin for letting us have this opportunity to raise some much-needed money for our local charity, the Asses and Donkeys Trust.
Not a thing!
No. Of all the charities, of all the charities.
He doesn't even know it's a gag. He doesn't even know that it's LOLs because it's got ass in it.
I know. Yeah, it's not even a double entendre. No. It's nothing.
But why have they narrowed it down to asses and donkeys? Why didn't they just do animals?
It's to raise money for animals.
No, like the RSPCA or something.
Oh, yeah, that does exist. Sorry, apologies.
One thing... because I've re-listened to the podcast, I don't know about you guys, because I like to listen to it on my community.
Yeah, loser.
One thing I noticed that we never really picked up on, but I think is worth mentioning. Do you remember who Bella went to in the tombola?
Alphonse?
No.
The Yank Jim Sterling. Bella had to spend 12 hours with Jim Sterling. 12 hours!
Essentially playing Where's Wally, but Where's Willy?
Where's Willy?
Honestly, it would have taken 12 hours to locate it, and then he would have been like, dong, 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 time's up.
Poor Bella. At least she's two people, so they can kind of split the time.
Do you think they will become identical, like evil twins in the next book?
Maybe. I really wouldn't put it past him.
Thanks, Donna and Giselle. You really helped me out.
Donna?
Donna?
Oh, God.
Who the hell's Donna?
Is he mistaken Bella for Donna?
He means Bella.
Well, you couldn't believe our ears.
I mean, literally, who gets characters mixed up? Or not even mixed up, just creates whole other names for them.
She goes quite quickly back to Bella.
Oh, yeah, by the end of the chapter.
Yeah, I think it's maybe just like two references of her being... I think she's Donna for like maybe two sentences, then she leaves.
Because you think, I'll commit to it now, I've done it. But to bounce back...
That's why you've got to proofread, Rocky.
Oh, God, do you think he asked me to proofread it?
Were we supposed to be proofreading it?
Immediately went to you guys. Oh, my God.
He was like, make sure no one sees this. Whoopsie!
Oh, God.
In a way, we are getting everyone else to pick out its flaws. So we've got so many ears on this now. We've got, like, 2 million proofreaders.
It's a proofreading en masse. I love it.
He is a legit literary figure now, I feel like. So many people have listened. I think Rocky can be talked about alongside, you know...
Jackie Collins.
Gilly Cooper. E.L. James.
Alan Titchmarsh,
does he write porn?
He won the Bad Sex Award.
Oh, good for him.
So actually, he's in the same category then as Morrissey, yeah. Who's also won a Bad Sex Award for literature.
Yes.
So your dad is, in many ways...
He's basically Morrissey.
He's basically the Smiths.
Well, he is a charming man, Alice, as you
know. Oh, that's whiffy.
All right. Next. But Peter Rowse was no normal individual, and he knew when a girl was under his sexual spell, as Belinda now was. So he let her screw his penis in her mouth and began using the mud to mark Belinda's tits, ass, mouth and ears with symbolic signs.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I love the way you read that, like, signs. Oh, my God.
The screw line.
No, I can't even... I love how it starts with, Peter Rowse was not a normal person. No shit, Sherlock.
I think he's a wizard. He had her under his spell. A sexual spell.
How did we not see it coming with Peter? Not literally, but like, how did we not see that he was going to be a weirdo?
Because he was so normal up until that point.
He bowed to meet her. What do you think is normal?
Oh, yeah, good point.
I just still hope that he can bring it round, though, because there was a time when we thought he could be a love interest.
Yeah, well, he is in book two. We know that from the blurb, so...
Oh, yeah, she's going to meet him,
isn't she?
She's going
to Amsterdam, so maybe there is still time. Although he's married!
Oh, yes!
So actually, the chances of it being a happily ever after...
I love how we pinball round, because there is no story, so we just remember these remnants where we're like, oh, yeah, the turkey sandwiches!
We're grappling in the dark.
In fact, the whole night that preceded the turkey sandwiches was such gold. Like the CCTV, being in the foyer of the Horse and Jockey.
The whole bottle of Chilean and Chardonnay.
Amazing.
Yeah. Dinner finishing at 8:20.
And of course, not forgetting. The youngish man on reception entered the room with a trolley on which sat the ice bucket with a full bottle of Chilean and Chardonnay.
Sam,
the youngish
you
man.
You were obsessed with Sam.
Well, I'm just glad he got a name in the end. Rocky heard my prayers.
He'll never be Sam to me. He'll always be the youngish man. It's the ish that makes it art.
He's kind of the underdog, though, isn't he? Because everyone else on that day kind of had a business point to be having sex with Belinda. Belinda just had sex with him just because she wanted to.
I thought she put him to the side to have the turkey sandwiches first and then did.
Hey, however Belinda does it.
That's a pity shag. Come on.
It goes Peter Rowse, Alphonse Durbacher, Jim Sterling, a turkey sandwich, and then the youngish man. I mean, that's embarrassing.
What a hierarchy to be in. What great company to be listed with.
Did they have full sex?
Don't call it full sex.
Sorry. Penetrative sex?
No? Oh, God.
I don't know, actually.
Did they smash uglies?
Wow. You're worse than Rocky.
That is troubling.
Shall we listen to a clip?
I think we should. It's getting awkward, guys.
How have we not discussed this yet? I feel as though...
I think I know what she's going to say.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
So many people get mad at me for this because they feel like I should have flagged this earlier.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play it.
He grabbed her cervix.
Oh! I just saw that breath. All of us.
What do you say to that, though? Literally, what do you say?
Well, I think Alice is, said everything, James.
So many girls have said to me, like, did the boys know what it was, where it was? And I'm like, I think a lot of boys don't.
No, I'd heard of it. I knew.
I'd heard of it.
I had sex ed. I know what I'm talking about.
I've heard people talk about it like at work around the water cooler, but I never really asked about specifics. I've heard people talk about it.
No, Jamie,
are you coming out tonight? Okay, we'll be right there. We're just talking about our cervixes.
We're just pampering our cervix.
Classic Alice Levine
line. Steaming my cervix. You...
I didn't say that I heard people talking about it. I said that I'd heard of the word.
You'd heard the word. Did you know what it was?
I'd heard the word.
In relation to...
I knew that
to?
It was to do with the reproductive cycle.
Did you just think it was a cool word that people were saying?
Who had you heard it from? Rocky?
That's up there with the pomegranate thing, I think, in terms of like one word can just encapsulate all of what makes Blender Blinked great.
Actually, me and James met somebody who used the podcast as a birthing aid. Played it throughout their labour.
During labour.
What?
As somebody grabbed her cervix.
An actual qualified person, Rocky.
With actual proper implements.
but then that means that somebody was brought into this world. The first thing that they heard was... My dad wrote a porno and Blinda Blink.
It doesn't bear thinking about.
I mean,
it
that
really
child
doesn't.
Will be in therapy forever. Who was this person?
I mean, do what you will with it. It's not our problem once it's out there, is it?
Seriously.
Private lives your own.
Yeah, please stop telling us these things because we don't want to know.
That's amazing. Wow.
Well, it seems fitting that the last clip that we'll play is actually in reference to the last line of the book.
If they were anything like the last 24 hours, she would be truly fucked.
Oh, my God. I mean, seriously.
Is that the sign off?
Guys, that is the end of Belinda Blinked.
The last word of Belinda Blinked is fucked. Sums it up though, doesn't it?
Ending on such a bombshell.
She would be truly fucked. That could have been the blurb. Belinda Blinked, colon, she will be truly fucked.
Yeah, it would have saved him about 18 pages on the blurb that he actually wrote.
It's a dirty book, isn't it?
It's absolute
it's filth. Yeah.
I didn't really realise...
Where
have you been?
I don't know. It's just when you're in it, when you're drawn into this world, as we have been, you kind of forget, no?
I mean, I have to say, for as much as we mock Dad for his lack of literary skill...
Full stop.
He has created a genuine world. People love the world of Belinda. Like, people enjoy being with these characters.
And this small French town he's created where she works with the town hall clock.
But do you know what I mean? That is no mean feat, really. And I know I'm always the one who's trying to defend my dad.
No, Rocky has created a phenomenon.
Yeah, he really has.
I'm not saying it's up there with other worlds like, I don't know...
The Lord of the Rings.
Mordor. It's no Mordor.
Yeah, I'd say it's better.
It's slightly a different genre, granted.
Yeah, slightly.
I cannot wait to see what he does next.
Yeah, it's literally a few weeks. Can you even believe it?
Difficult second album, though. Can he pull it off?
This is true.
A lot of pressure on Rocky, but he had written book two before the podcast even began.
He had, yeah.
So this has been in a vault somewhere.
In theory, it should be vintage Flintstone.
Oh, I would hate it if he suddenly got really good. Can you imagine?
Oh my God, what if...
No, what if stuff actually happens?
No!
I'm really excited to read it. I'm obviously dreading reading it as well.
So join us on Monday the 4th. Porno Day is going to be back from the 4th of July.
Independence Day.
We've tied it in so well.
Belinda is set free from the shackles of the English.
At least the pomegranates will be set free. They'll be independent.
And actually, interestingly, the 5th of July is Rocky Flintstone's birthday.
No.
Yes, the next day is Rocky's
is that
birthday.
A national holiday?
It will be soon. Maybe in Ireland.
What should we get him?
Well, I think a really great gift for Dad would be if, on his birthday, my dad wrote a porno could get to number one in the podcast chart. For the first time, because we never actually got to number one. We got very close, but didn't get there. I mean, what better gift would that be for Rocky? The man who's given us the whole of Belinda Blinked.
The man who has everything.
Indeed.
What more would he want? It does mean the world to us as well that you guys subscribe and you tell your friends about it.
Yeah.
And another thing that you can do to help us climb up that chart is to leave us a review on iTunes in the podcast section. And we really want Series 2 to be even bigger than Series 1.
Absolutely. And like, chat to us on Twitter. We're all on Twitter at Dad Wrote a Porno.
Instagram as well, at My Dad Wrote a. And Facebook. We've got a Facebook page. Just search for My Dad Wrote a Porno. We're everywhere.
Yeah, so get in the conversation. Have a chat.
We love the messages about people's experiences as well that relate to Belinda Blinked. So yeah, email us. Do any of those things. Get in touch. And let's just do it for Rocky. I think we can do it with Series 2.
Yay!
Hashtag Belinda's back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card.
This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.